The Hefeweizen here is our Hefeweizen. No need to explain that one a little more, except for, so you get a lot of banana and clove notes in a classic Hefeweizen. Ours is definitely on the side of the banana.
The Brewers Association for Small and Independent Craft Brewers reports Illinois had 54 operating breweries in 2011. By 2017, that number had risen to 200. Reed Chostrom is co-founder and brewery director of Prairie Street Brewing Company in Rockford. Chostrom attributes part of craft brewing's popularity to younger drinkers.
From what I can tell, they are much more apt to buy local, to drink local, to support local, and just be conscious of, you know, supporting local businesses altogether.
Todd McLester owns the Hairy Cow Brewing Company in Byron. McLester attributes part of his brew pub's early success to the internet.
Other than word of mouth, we've strictly been social media so far. We did a Kickstarter 3 years ago and started using, you know, Instagram and Facebook, and have stuck with it the whole time, and we've gathered a following through social media, and we've really done no advertising at all.
McLester also found the craft brewing community to be closely connected and willing to help him get his business off the ground.
Everyone has been super helpful. One of the first people I told was Steve Lennox, the head brewer at Prairie Street.
Okay.
And I told him, hey, I'm kind of thinking about building a brew pub in Byron. He goes, you need a consultant, don't you? And they've been, and he and Reed and those guys have been super helpful. Everyone has, really.
2017 U.S. beer sales reached $111.4 billion, according to the Brewers Association. Craft brewing made up $26 billion of American beer sales, or more than 23% of the market. McLester believes there's still room for growth.
I think it'll continue to grow. I think that some of the folks who got into it just for the money, who said, hey, let's start brewing beer so we can get in, you know, hop on this train, I think they might fall off. You've looked at the Brewers Association stats, and you see the number each year that open versus how many close. It's not a huge number that close, but it's gone up a little bit. Okay. But, so I think it's you have to provide a quality product if you want to stay profitable.
Steve Byers hopes to have Byers Brewing Company up and running in downtown DeKalb this summer. Byers feels the community will play an important role in his brewery.
This is home. This is where I grew up in DeKalb County. I've lived all over DeKalb County, and I brought my family back here after college, and this has really been the only option.
Byers also thinks that craft brewing can play an important role in the development of the community.
A lot of my business plan has been focused around drawing people to DeKalb. DeKalb has seen better times in past years, and it's really time, and there's a big swing to revitalize DeKalb, to bring people out here. And I think with one brewery, we're going to get some of the beer lovers out here. With two, I think we'll get even more, and ideally we could even do with three or four in town, and I think we'd be able to draw a lot of attention out here.
Byers believes the area could sustain three or four breweries. He just hopes residents are as hyped about hops as craft brewers like him. I'm Jason Kregear.